DP Sidhu along with Eric San Inocencio with Brian Fisher, formerly the Pac-12 Networks here on Texans Radio. How are you doing today, Brian?
I'm doing just great.
Brian is based out of San Francisco. We got you up bright and early for this interview. But we wanted to ask you about Anthony Barr. You've covered him in the past, and Eric and I were just talking about the most interesting storyline coming from this young player is the fact that he's only played for 2 years at this position.
Yeah, he is very unique, especially as probably a lock for the top 10 in the draft next year. Only playing 2 years after playing on offense, really his most of his high school and early college career at UCLA. But he's a special talent. He's got all the measurables that you want. A very unique player in terms of his burst and quickness at the linebacker position, but fascinating prospect. And I think one of the safer prospects in the draft, if you're looking at not only the upside, but what they bring to the table right away early on as a first-round pick.
Brian, if you can, talk to us a little bit about that transition and what prompted him to go from the offensive side of the ball to move to linebacker and kind of what the coaches were thinking and making that decision.
Yeah, he came to UCLA basically because he could play offense. A lot of schools recruited him as a linebacker, but he wanted to stay on the offensive side of the ball. I've talked at length with Rick Neuheisel, the coach that recruited him to UCLA. And he said the only way he got him to UCLA was by promising, you'll play offense. Both at running back, they played him in the slot a little bit, some tight end. Kind of moved him around a little bit because he was a versatile kid. But I think it became clear to him after kind of just having basically a mediocre career for his first 2 years at UCLA that he needed to make a change. And I think with Jim Mora coming in, a defensive-minded coach, a new staff overall with the Bruins, it felt right for him himself to make a change. And then I think the coaching staff would have made the choice for him had he not kind of come up to Jim Moore and said, hey, I want to switch to linebacker. But he hasn't looked back, and I think it's paid off obviously very nicely from him, both from a standpoint of showcasing his talents to obviously he's going to be a very high draft pick come draft time.
Yeah, his numbers have definitely reflected that he's had success at the position. But what was that transition like for him going from offense to defense?
Yeah, I think, obviously it's not an easy position to learn. Certainly everybody can say, oh, well, all you got to do is, track the ball and find the ball carrier. But, he does such a good job of the little things. And it is rare for someone who doesn't have those reps to be able to do the things that he can do. I mean, he's very instinctive. He understands, how to shed a block, split the edge. He's pretty good. He's made the transition almost effortless, and that's rare for anybody. I mean, you see some guys struggle with the transition from defensive end to linebacker, when they're going from a stand-up player to a guy with a hand on the ground, and he's transitioned from offense to defense, and really, has gotten 10 times better than what he was when he was playing running back. And he's made the most of the transition. Certainly, he's still learning as a player, and I think he's unique in the fact that you're getting a guy that's very talented, but he's still got room to grow, and I think that's why everybody sees the upside in him and what he can do. It's still a learning transition for him, but he should be able to do it with no issues at the next level.
Talk about some of the skills that he brings from offense to defense that made him attain the sort of success that he has?
Well, he's a very long athlete. The first thing I noticed about him is how long his arms are, and that is certainly helpful at a linebacker position when you're trying to shed some blocks, when you're trying to get around, a tackle who's trying to keep you at bay. But he's rangy. He's certainly fast, and I think the biggest thing that he brings is an explosive, first step off the edge. He's a great pass rusher. I think that's what everybody really sees in him first and foremost. But he's just a solid all-around player. I mean, he brings everything that you're looking for in kind of that outside linebacker at the next level. And he's smart and instinctive. And I think, especially with you see the focus that you're able to get at the NFL level, where you can study for hours and hours on day, where you can't really in college. That's going to help him become an even better player, in my estimation, because he's going to be able to learn from coaches to really get that one-on-one coaching and really fit in a system that probably won't change as much as he's seen it at UCLA. So he's a guy that again, the upside is tremendous because of what he brings to the table physically, with his length, with his size, and especially with his quickness.
Brian, you talk about his ability to learn when he gets to the NFL, but there's some things you can't teach, namely 6'4", 250 pounds, and sideline-to-sideline speed. Just talk a little bit about watching him and how he compares to other great linebackers you perhaps have seen play at the collegiate level.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best comparison a lot of people are going to make is Clay Matthews. And I think, physically, the two are very similar. I think, Bora probably has a little bit more, growing to go. He can certainly add a few pounds here or there. He's very impressive physically as is, but I think he comes in and he can play in either system. He's pretty flexible, either as a 4-3 outside linebacker, or if you're running the 3-4, being an outside linebacker there and really adding to your pass rush. I think he's you said it. You can't teach the 6-4 and the 250 pounds. And, he brings that to the table. He's ideal in those respects, and I think he's perfect, especially with the way offenses are trending, not only in college but in the NFL, where you got to be a three-down player because these teams are not substituting. They're going no huddle. They're going up tempo. He's got to stay on the field, and because he can play the run and the pass equally well, that's why he's going to be high draft pick. And white teams, I think, and NFL GMs are excited about the prospect of picking up Anthony Barr.
We're talking with Brian Fisher, formerly of the Pac-12 Network. We are talking about Anthony Barr from UCLA linebacker. Let's talk about Anthony's family. He comes from an NFL family. How much does that play into his transition when he gets drafted into the league?
Yeah, I think, you talk with a lot of kids where their dads played in the NFL, and I think they all understand, what it takes from a work ethic standpoint, and Anthony's the same way. I mean, he's a very humble kid, but, he's excited to play at the next level. I think it's obviously been a dream of just about everybody's out there that plays in college football to play in the NFL. And, you're going to get a good kid that, knows what to do on and off the field, and certainly can make the right choices that gets thrown his way. And so I think it's nice to have that dad that's in the NFL to give him tips. Certainly his Anthony's dad played on offense as a running back, but I think it doesn't really matter in terms of some of the little things that you got to learn to be a pro player. And he should transition fairly easily. And I think that one of the good things that the NFL GMs are looking at him and saying, he's got that background, he's got that good upbringing, that he knows what it takes to be an NFL player. And, that some guys struggle with that transition, but, I think because he has that dad that did play in the NFL, he's going to be one of those guys that, won't faze him transitioning from college to the NFL.
We should mention Anthony's father was Tony Brooks, who played in the NFL. One more question before we let you go, Brian. Tell us something about Anthony, maybe off the field, his personal life, his upbringing, his, what he's like as a person.
He's a good kid. I think a lot of the coaches are impressed with his leadership skills, especially the last 2 years. That was a very young UCLA defense. I mean, they basically replaced four starters in the last offseason. In the secondary, a lot of new faces along the defensive line. Certainly the transition with the coaching staff, and he's taking it all in stride. He really, steps up from a leadership standpoint. He handled the media duties a lot for UCLA as kind of a team spokesman. He was just a very impressive individual, and I think whoever drafts him gets a very good kid who certainly is a terrific football player. He's a nice kid that will always engage with you. He'll talk with you. He won't give you the standard, yes sir, no sir. He'll really engage with the question and answer it, whatever you ask of him. And he'll do very well, I think, at the next level. And He's very very polished, and he's really kind of the whole package that you're looking for when you're trying to get an outside linebacker in the draft.
Good stuff. Brian Fisher, formerly of the Pac-12 Network, we're talking about Anthony Barr, linebacker from UCLA. We appreciate your time, Brian.
All right. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.